So she said, "You're being sexist." And I said, "Well, you're being a slut."
Oh, hey, didn't see you there. Well, welcome into the warm-up of Not Now podcast. Today we're warming up. This has been Kyle and...
Brain?
Yeah. And so now we're going to warm up. You're going to warm us up. We're going to warm you up. It's going to be a big warm fest.
Everybody's getting very warm on this one.
Yeah, there's worms in the ground.
I'm warming you.
You fish with worms. Sometimes you find a worm in your apple.
Yeah. I'll worm hole.
Yeah, I was going to say a worm hole.
Find a nice worm hole, crawl up into it, and then go back through time.
That's how space travel works, like worms.
Worms, yeah. You know.
Like a big worm embrace.
Like worming noodles.
So, today we're going to, as we usually do, we talk about what we're going to be doing on our episode.
We do.
But we can't tell you that tonight.
We can't. It's a secret.
It is a secret. You're just going to have to hope that it meets your expectations.
You're going to have to really hope that one of us divulges the secret.
Yeah, and dig deep.
Dig deep.
Dig deep in your hope hole. Grab, and find the hope that you've been looking for.
Grab your fingers. Reach them deep into your hope. Pull out whatever you can muster. Yeah, pull out Bob Hope from your hope hole. And then let him sing. Let him sing his songs, to a pope, who will then find a wormhole, go back in time and make us divulge our secrets.
Yeah, maybe get him to smoke some dope to find the wormhole.
Yeah, because I don't know if you're aware of this, listeners. Maybe you are, because you can read. But this right here, is the last appetizer of the season.
It is, and you didn't know it, but now you fucking know it, and now we're here giving it to you, and we're not going to divulge anything.
Yeah.
Holding it all back.
Cliffhangers.
Cliffhangers.
Cliffhangers. They don't fit in your closet. Because they're
cliff size. There's a size. A Grand Canyon closet.
I guess if your closet's that big, you can probably fit a couple cliffhangers there.
Yep, I mean, couple cliffhangers. Couple wardrobes.
Warm drobes.
Warm drones.
Warm drones. Boom, boom, boom,
boom. That would be the worst drone ever with a camera, a worm drone. Just see ground.
Just see ground, like, eventually, like, tunnels up, and it's just, like, slithering there, like, it hates life.
You just see, like, a bird's beak, and that's the end of your drone.
Yeah, you just see it, like, approaching a big hook, and then the camera goes to static.
Oh. How do you get onto the worm thing?
Don't know. Well, oh, warm up.
Yeah, warm up.
An appetizer.
Now warm and worm. They sound very weird to me.
You know what I saw in... this is one of the riches you'll only see in Maine. I went to a local convenience store, and I saw worms packed in dirt in like one of those plastic cases stored next to the kiddie drinks.
Where?
I don't know if I should slander them.
No, where? I want to get worms tomorrow, so me and Crystal Meth can go fishing.
At Frank Eddie's.
Oh! Now I know where the worms are kept.
Yeah.
Are they? What time do they open?
I don't know.
Damn it. Probably early.
I thought we were doing something tomorrow. Is that a little later?
Yeah. Yeah, later. 12.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to get up. I'm going to get a fresh batch of worms. 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 Yarn.
Yarn.
I'm just going to find a ball of yarn. Oh. I'm going to go fishing with it.
I have some yarn. It's in my belly button. It's where I keep it. Keeps me warm. it's my warm yarn.
Ha, you want some of my warm yarn?
You know, when you're at a doctor's office, you're, you know, waiting for your appointment, you just take it out and you start knitting. Knit yourself a nice little belly blanket.
Or a warm sweater.
A warm sweater. It's been warm before. Gotta warm you.
Knit a button cozy for your belly.
A button cozy. A button plug.
That sounds dirty.
It sounds very dirty. It's just to keep your belly clean. Get your mind out of the gutter.
I can't help it. My mind was born in the gutter. I was born of leaves and twigs.
And a navel plug. Is that any better?
Not really, because now I'm just thinking of sailors using a huge plug to defeat their enemy.
And
Navy.
An unumbilical? Navy plug.
Umbilical.
An umbilical.
Oh, umbilical cord.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
It's life support. Basically.
Oh yeah, it is. Is it un or
I think it's
That was like for the longest time when I didn't know the difference between fraternity and paternity.
Oh.
And I was just like, oh, that's where they get it. They're brothers, paternity.
Yeah.
It's like, no. That, why do you think they call it a frat? Because English is stupid?
Because they want a frattuccino. Duh.
They want to fratulate.
Fratulate.
That's why it's all bros.
They had just fart jokes in the same house.
Did I ever tell you about the time I was in a fraternity?
No.
Yeah, it was, so it was really interesting. I had never been around that much illegal gambling in my life. And we're in, I was just in the frat. They all called it the frat. And it was pretty quiet, surprisingly. People don't know that. There's a lot of chess matches going on, you know,
some a lot of gambling on those?
Yeah. Yeah. Trust me. Someone would be like, they'd move the king to the wrong square, and the other person would throw down their salami and just be like, that's right, I got the Swiss cheese. And then the person with the Swiss cheese was all upset because there was holes in it. And, you know, that's just how it goes on the mental ward.
Oh, that's what happens when you don't have a well-formulated plan.
Yeah. And I just spent, I think I was detained there for about a week.
Detained, you say?
Yeah, the nice nurse gave me the, yeah, that's what they called it. That's what the other ones called it. The other people there. They're all in the white jumpsuits. Your
brothers?
Yeah, well, they were my brothers. One guy kept spitting into his hand and wiping it on the window. It was weird.
That sounds sounds like a hell of a time you had there, gambling with your cheese.
Yeah, yeah, never got a diploma, though. I did get released.
No, I didn't. Well, that's in some form, your freedom is a diploma.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, freedom's a diploma.
That's what I always call it. You know?
Actually, our freedom was established by kind of a diploma. The Declaration of Diplomaness.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like a diploma when it's all rolled up.
Yeah, it's got the seal on it.
They rolled it up, right?
I'm sure King George handed it to him and shook their hand and took like a picture. Like, hey.
Hey. Hey, let me shake your stick arm. Oh, didn't do nothing.
Stick? Why? Who has a stick arm?
I don't know. The person whose hand you were just shaking. I was like, you were like dislocating their rotator cuff the way you were shaking them.
Hey.
Like some kind of rag doll. It's like a King Kong shaking hands. You only got thumbs the size of squashes, but
the dance didn't
communicate.
Yeah, nope.
It was a thumb dance.
Right arm up, right thumb wave back, left arm up, left thumb wave back.
Like you're hitchhiking, but your thumb never makes it out.
Yeah, mix the wave with hitchhiking and also pulling down silly string from the ceiling.
And trying to rip someone's arm off. And then you have a ferocious dance that nobody will want to get near you.
And that's how you do the frat dance.
They did the gambling frat. They did the frat. There was Swiss cheese.
On the bat. It was a frat. I don't know that song well enough.
I don't know. It's just pretty much that over and over.
Yep.
Yeah. Google it.
We could do apocalyptic polka.
Apocalyptic polka.
Dancing and killing a ton of zombies. Da 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 da. Apocalyptic polka.
Get in your bunker and pray for your life.
Apocalyptic polka. What would you do if you had no food?
Apocalyptic polka.
Man, that's catchy.
Yeah, it is. It's like the bad rap, but I think a little bit better.
Yeah, it is. Think about apocalypse.
Yep, think about apocalypse. What are you going to do? Where are you going to run? Nowhere. You're dead. Too late. Took too long to think about it.
I cried the first time I saw that movie.
Apocalyptic polka.
That's apocalypse now. Yeah.
Apocalyptic now, polka. How many people listen to polka?
I love polka.
Just from hearing like one song and assuming that's it?
No, I listen to it sometimes on my phone. I YouTube polka music.
Oh.
Because I love accordions.
Because I love accordions.
I do. Anything accordion is fabulous. I just love it.
It is kind of catchy.
Yeah, it's like a really obscure instrument. Like somebody was like, we already have enough instruments. How can I annoy the piss out of it? Like the guy who invented the kazoo.
Yeah.
Just like, how can I make something super annoying? But the difference is, the accordion is actually really hard to play.
Yeah.
Kazoos are pretty easy. I don't know if you've ever used a kazoo, but it's basically just humming. Oh my God. I didn't know you had a kazoo.
It's like Bob Dylan.
Is that Bob Dylan?
I don't know.
Wait, there
is.
The times they are changing.
It's a harmonica at that point. Kazoo.
You're right, it is Bob Dylan. He invented the kazoo.
They call him Bobby Kazoo Dylan.
Up the wazoo, Dylan.
Yep, the old saying was kazoo it to me, Dylan.
How great was it that for his, what was it, Nobel? It wasn't the Nobel Prize.
It was a Nobel Prize.
Yeah, for of writing. And yeah. He
or was it Pulitzer?
Pulitzer. Maybe yeah. It was a Pulitzer. I don't know.
It was
Pulitzer. Either way, for his award, like he had to write a speech and he refused to. And then when he gave his speech, it was just, they found out afterwards that it was plagiarized.
Yeah, it was just, he didn't want to do it. And then they were like, you won't get your money. And he was like, fuck it.
Is it money or just an award?
No, you get like an amount of money.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it's like $500,000 or something.
Oh, shit. That's still hilarious. Like, what a badass. Just like, He wrote about how when he was thinking of his songs, he was thinking about a lot of Mark Twain's greatest works and stuff like that. Like, just like rambling into bullshit. It's like, give it up. You were listening to fucking Obi Trice and Eminem.
And Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
That's why he has so many songs that mention Stupid Ho.
Yeah. And also, he spent a lot of his, most people don't know this, he spent a lot of time at Chuck E. Cheese working on his music.
Yeah. Yep. Just listening to the animatronics, writing down their motions.
Yeah. That's why like, there's a lot of...
left here.
If you look at a lot of his musical scores that he wrote down, there's a lot of gears and arrows.
Yeah.
Basically an engineer.
Yeah. Bobby Engines.
Bobby Engines Dylan.
He has a lot of names. Man of 1,000 names.
And 100 words.
There's a school that says that if you learn all 1,000 names of Bob Dylan, that you will be able to unmask him and find that he is the Duda, which is a lesser Buddha, and more plagiarism me.
That sounds like what the idealistic dude is from Big Lebowski.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Dudism is the dude. Yeah. Did you know they actually have conventions for that?
The Big Lebowski?
Yeah.
Everybody just like
dresses up as the dude and you all drink White Russians and you just hang out and pretend you're the dude.
Dude.
Yeah, we got to do that. It's in Portland.
Oh, it's in Portland?
Yeah, man.
That's not even that far away.
Well, we can take our shirts off.
Are you sure it's not in Oregon?
Yeah. I'm positive.
Okay.
They're doubting me.
Well, I don't know. Every time I see something in Portland, I'm like, this is probably in Oregon. And I look and I'm like, well, that's a city street the size of Portland.
That's the worst part about liking a major band or something. The closest they ever come is Boston. Yep. And you're just like, oh, looks like I'm not going there. You know why? Because I'm afraid to leave my home state.
Yeah. Oh, God, I got to drive in Boston. I guess I'll just kill myself.
What's that bit from Adventure Bros where they're like, we're afraid people wear their pants above their waist or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like
they
that.
They'll taunt us with their skateboards.
I basically feel like that because I'm afraid anytime I leave Maine, people are going to be rude because I just go to Southern Maine and I'm like, what happened to the niceness?
Yeah.
Like, why are all you people so mean?
Let's sing a song to bring the niceness back. Everybody go.
Nice,
apocalyptic polka. You go.
But here, like, everybody always says please and thank you. It's people I don't even know. People I hate.
Yeah. I was just talking about a douche I spoke to on the phone today.
Yeah. Still say please and thank you.
Yeah. He didn't say thank you. He said, uh-huh. Okay. So you'll get that to me?
He's probably from Southern Maine.
He's not from Southern Maine.
No?
He's from Portland, Oregon.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know where he's from.
Not from here.
No. He's in another time zone, though. I know that much because I was courteous. And when he said 1:35, I looked it up and I was like, he probably means his time zone. I'll check to see if he's in a different time zone.
The worst thing of all is like when you say, if you're in like a convenience store or anything, or any kind of store really, and even a fairground, maybe you're at an art museum, maybe you're at a restaurant.
Yeah.
Anything you're
pickling something.
Yeah, you're pickling at a pickling class and you're learning about the coriander and like different star anise stuff you can put in there.
You're just grabbing things off the shelves of Walmart and trying to make your own pickling.
You're at the dump. Anytime you like run into another human being and you're like, oh, excuse me, and they look at you pissy. It's like, I was being polite.
I was apologizing for existing.
Yeah, I was apologizing for trying to get past you, and now you're looking at me like I'm the douchebag.
Yeah, like, how dare you?
I'm just going to say, pardon my dick next time someone's in my way. I'm going to be, pardon my dick. Yeah. And they're going to be like, what? Wait? And then maybe they'll smile.
I'm just going to say, you like it?
You like it?
You like it? There's more where that came from. More bumping.
Bump and grind.
Bump and grind. You got it, old security guard. Wink, wink.
Just like scooting past someone, be like, drop it low.
Oh, I should get like a big feathery hat and just like whip it off and like take a bow instead of saying, excuse me.
Oh, wait, I just realized this is a warm-up.
Oh, we're still good.
Okay. So anyways, we're going to talk to you about what our topic is.
Oh, no. We promised not to divulge that.
Cliffhangers, Kyle. I was drawing them in.
Oh.
I drawn them in to jump them off the cliff. That's what a cliffhanger is.
Oh, that's...
Right?
No. Well, I you know where I got confused is I always call those Johnny Depps.
Go to the depths of Johnny.
No, he's just a cliffhanger of a man.
Oh. Yeah, he is. Every sentence he says rattles off like
I'm like, is he done talking?
Yeah.
Is it going to go on? I don't know.
You know who else is like that? Christopher Walken.
Oh, yeah.
You never know. You're just like,
Yeah, waiting. His inflections are all over the place. I'm like, oh, ooh.
Intriguing.
Intriguing.
Maybe. I'll take a large decaf mochaccino.
Could you imagine if it was like, I'll take... And then just stop. Yeah.
You should do that to fuck with people.
Yep. And then just walk away. Or like at a drive-thru. And just, or like just be like, oh God, and drive off.
You know who else like is very opposite of that, not cliffhangery, is Morgan Freeman. Because he always ends when he's done talking.
You can tell when he's reached the conclusion of a point by the time that he comes to the end of a sentence.
Yeah. I knew exactly when you're going to end. But. In contrast, when you're talking like this, never know when.
Exactly. You never know when. Wait, was that the end? Were you doing a bit?
Yeah, no, that was the end. I felt that personally, I felt the need to say when it's going to end. But I was like, Christopher Walken wouldn't say when it's going to end. Whoops. I just punched my mic.
Yeah, see, the difference is...
Oh, I gotta move this.
Yes. The difference is, dear audience, that we are trying to eliminate dead air. So we have now developed a compulsion that whenever there's an amount of silence, we need to jump in to fill it.
Fill it!
Yeah.
Like a gap.
It's terrible.
Concrete stand.
I've been talking to random people I don't know because I feel like things are silent for too long. Do you know what that's like for me?
Horribly, horribly embarrassing.
It feels normal.
Like when you're at the cash register, the person in front of you is like, okay, I'll take this, this, and this. And then the cashier is like, that'll be $3.57. And then they put up, like, they're like, oh, hold on, I got the change. And they're reaching in their pocket, and you're just like, find that change. Digging for the change. You're digging for the change. No. It's too quiet right now.
Yeah.
Somebody talk!
Worse than that, I'm in line behind, like, two, three people behind them, and I'm like, isn't it always a bitch to find a penny? It's never there when you need it, and you're always at 30 in your pockets when you don't.
I
just look at me like I'm the devil.
I heard something today, actually, at the Circle K gas station that made me lose a little bit of faith in humanity.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit rude, and I apologize, listeners. But it was... So there's a guy beside me. It was a long line. And he was like, that pizza looks good. And she was like, yeah, have you ever had their pizza? And he was like, no, I haven't. She said, it's pretty good. But you don't want to get that pizza. Look at that. It's two slices for $4. And he was like, oh... And she said, if you get that ready-to-go pizza up there, it's $5.99 for a whole pizza. It's a whole pizza for $5.99. You're going to get two slices for $4. And the guy's like, that's how they fucking get you. That's how they get you. And I was like, yeah, that's how they get you to eat a whole damn pizza. Like, if you're only interested in two slices of pizza, why are you going to buy a whole pizza?
I'm not going to up my quantity of pizza simply because it's there.
Yeah, and I was just like... I don't know. It just baffled me. I was like, if I'm going to the store and I'm like, I'm going to get like, I don't know. I guess that is different because I value it differently. Like if I was going to say, if I go to the store and I'm like, I could get a pineapple. Well, I guess that's accurate. If I'm like, I'm going to get a pineapple, I could get one pineapple for $2.99 or I could get two pineapples for $3.99. I'm not going to buy two pineapples because I don't want two pineapples. Okay. Like, I'm not going to eat two pineapples. I'm not going to eat that much food. It's like every time I go and I'll get like an energy drink for the weekend because I always boost up on Friday. Always boosting up on Friday. Got to get ready for my weekend.
Apocalyptic Boca.
Yeah. And so I'll get a Red Bull and I'll go to the cashier and the guy's like, oh, like one Red Bull is like, what, $3.50 or something? And the guy will point at it and he'll say, oh, this is 2 for $5. And I'm like, that's fine. I only want one. That's why I brought one here. And he's like, it's 2 for $5, though. And I say, I'm not going to hold on to a Red Bull for an entire week so I can drink it on next Friday. Like,
yeah. Yeah, one every Friday. It's like those, it's like how sometimes, okay, sometimes that is helpful when people like tell you or point out that there's a point where you can be saving money and they accept that you don't want to save money and move on.
Yeah.
But then there's other times where there's like these big flashing lights all over the fucking place that are like two Red Bulls for $5, $2.50. And like you look on the can itself and it says the same damn deal. And you're like, I don't want this. There's no way you could have missed it unless like you were waving a cane around.
Yeah.
But like,
I don't know. I'm one of those people where I buy the thing that I want. Then I don't want to wait and hold on to something for that long, especially perishable things. Like, think about that hot and ready pizza. So this guy's mindset is the pizza, the two pizzas that have been sitting in this little rotating thing, the two slices of pizza that I'm going to eat, have been sitting there for probably at least 5 hours.
Yep. No way.
I don't want pizza. I'm just looking at the pizza saying that pizza's good. They are offering a already cooked pizza and box ready to go that's been sitting in there for probably longer.
Yeah.
Because it's not exposed. And that one is $2 more. Also pizza I don't want.
I don't want either of these pizzas.
But that's how they fucking get you. Like, just the fact that he had to say fuck, like, too. Like,
yeah, like, what do they mean that's how they get you? What are they getting you with?
Yeah. They're getting you to pay more for two slices. How much do you want? It's all available. No one is barring you from getting that pizza up there.
Yeah. And, I mean, do you know what they have to provide extra? With the two pieces of pizza, they have to provide you plates. They have to provide you tongs. They have to, like, throw out the half pizzas that nobody wants.
Not to mention the fact that what if you only want two pizzas and you're like, oh, better deal to buy a full pizza. Not really, because you only ate two slices of pizza and you threw out the rest and you just wasted $2.
Yeah, it's not a get game.
No, but it is when you're talking to America and they're...
Yeah.
You know, they're, yeah. Consumers. Consumerism is hit an all-time high in America. It's like, I can buy one $500 plasma screen TV that's like, what, 32 inches or something?
I don't know.
I don't know how much they cost now.
$500? You're probably looking at like
more than 38 to 50. Yeah. Okay. So, or I can buy two plasma screen TVs for $1,200. I'm going to buy two. That's how they get you. I'm going to buy two plasma screen TVs.
Or like the whole, there was like the Xbox One. Like, I've known people who are like, oh, I just bought the Xbox One X. It plays like Ultra HD. And I'm like, do you have an Ultra HD TV? And they're like, no. Then you wasted a lot of money.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe there's other bonuses, but as far as I know, it doesn't make sense.
I don't know. I think it's interesting the fact that with consumerism, you can just wait for something's price to like devalue itself or an item to get to the point where it's a lower cost.
Maybe all that's you have a mainer thing. You know, they say like Maine is traditionally
behind everyone else. Yeah.
We were like back before like, you know, the internet and everything and like instant deals, like everything in Maine was like 5 to 10 years behind the rest of the country.
It still is. They're still selling CDs that released a year ago at Walmart.
I've seen cassette tapes for sale.
Yeah.
not in like a Goodwill.
No. Yeah. No.
I don't know. Is Canada like, there's gotta be parts of Canada that are like that. There's gotta be parts of like Texas and stuff too.
There's parts of the world that don't even have access to cassettes. So yes, other places.
I mean America though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, like, you know, figure...
Texas probably isn't.
Well, Texas is, like,
it's
really...
like middle.
No, but it's a really big state. They get really rural.
Yeah, but I think part of it has to do with, like, the culture, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, in Maine, we're very... I mean, I don't want to generalize for anybody, but I feel like...
I don't want to speak for all Mainers when I say this.
Yeah, but I feel like for the most part, and I've had people from out of state tell me this personally, they're like, what the fuck is with you people?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do you mean? They're like, you're very cold. Cold to like other people. Like, if I just saw you in the parking lot and I accidentally ran my cart into you, you wouldn't say anything. You wouldn't yell at me like someone else or like another place might, another state, someone would get all pissy. And you don't say, oh, don't worry about that. You just kind of pretend like it never happened. And then if we share an exchange where I'm getting the same thing you are in line when purchasing the same product and you're like, oh, that's great. And I say, oh, yeah, I'm just trying it out for the first time. Then you become Chatty Cathy and you're like, oh, you'll love it. It's really good. Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I'm buying it.
It's real good. You're going to love that. No, I use it all the time. So my dog the other week, he got into the garbage and I was like, get these banana peels off you, buddy.
Oh,
and,
you were buying banana peels.
No, I was buying shampoo for my head and I use this on my dog and it's great.
Oh, you get the banana peels out.
Yeah.
I hate it when banana peels get stuck in my fur. My back fur.
Yeah. Okay. Are you the dog?
I'm a grizzly.
I'm a grizzly bear. Just shopping at Walmart.
I'm in my warm cave. We brought it back around.
There we go.
Yeah, this is a long-ass warm-up.
Yeah, so anyways, get ready for... This is the warm-up. It's long. It's long because it's the final warm-up.
I hope this warm-up was crazy enough for you and that you have quenched your thirst and you are now... Well, I hope you haven't quenched your thirst and you are thirsty for more because there's more to come.
I was going to say, I hope it's quenched your thirst and now you will refuse to listen to the final episode because you don't want it to end.
Yeah, you don't want it to end. Just wait until the week after our final episode is aired. Well, we haven't decided. Have we decided?
I don't know. Season 2 coming.
Season 2, TBA, TBD.
Yeah, TB Duluth.
TB, you'll find out. TB UFO.
To be a UFO.
To be or not to be a UFO.
That's the question.
Just remember the apocalyptic polka was invented by us, mainly Brain, but
due to another podcast. I was like, it's Poco, and you're like, Pocahontas helped them discover scotch or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, Poco Apocalyptia sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Apocalyptic Poco. What do you do when you have no more songs? Apocalyptic Poco.
Okay, we're ready to launch into our final portion, which is the
Social Security number.
Yeah, we're gonna nail somebody.
Yeah, we're gonna find them. We're gonna do like that to catch a predator.
Yeah,
but with Social Security numbers
and identity thievery.
Yeah. So, did I do first name? I did Saucy last time, right?
Yeah. All right. So I'm first name.
Yes.
Okay. So this is Leonard, and you're doing the last name.
I'm glad I'm so good at spelling names.
It's always entertaining.
All right. I'm like that person that names their kid Sarah, and it's like Sasha. S-A-R-P-H-A.
Serpha.
Serpha. Leonard Tusto.
Tusto. Leonard Tusto. And that means I get the first three?
Yes.
918.
918.
02-6134.
My hand will not receive the ink. I've reached my limit.
All right, so that was Leonard Tusto, 918-02-6134.
6134?
I think so. Is that what you have on your hand?
I didn't get to write it down because my hand stopped accepting ink.
Use another pen. Here, Sharpie. Oh, it's gone.
This is perfect entertainment.
All right. Leonard Tusto, 918-02-6134.
Yep. Wait, say that again.
Leonard Tusto, 918-02-6134. Is that right?
Yep.
All right. Well, we got you, Leonard.
Yeah. Now do it backwards.
918-02-6134-4316-20819.
It's funny that you say O forwards, but zero backwards.
Oh, yeah.
What was his name?
Backwards?
Yeah.
Tuso. What's up? Nell. Is that cool?
I'll count it.
Noral.
It's 4316-20819 oat suit Duronil.
Oh, Duronil. Of course. Duronil.
Yeah, Leonard is spelled wrong.
Oh, that was the catch.
It's, yeah. Okay, you want to hear how I spelled Leonard today?
Definitely. I don't think he could have spelled it that wrong, right?
I spelled it wrong, Kyle.
Okay.
How pretty sure. L-E-N.
Okay.
Len. O-R-D. Ord. Len Ord.
I guess that could be a spelling.
Isn't there like another E? Leonard?
L-E-N-O-A-R-D.
Leonard.
I think there's an A in there, typically.
Well, we'll just change it's that like O Leonard. To an A. Then it'll be Leonard.
Leonard Tisser. That actually sounds more fitting.
Leonard Tisser.
My name is Leonard Tisser. My social security number is 918.
For me to rip and you to sell.
02. Oh,
sink
6 1
sink
three, four, sink is 5
trois. Oh wait,
3 4
sink. Oh, sink is 5 6
sank.
Sex.
Sank
is 6. All I know is that how to count to 10 in German, Japanese, and Spanish.
Oh, you were pretty close with it. Un, deux, trois, quatre, cinq, cinq, sept, huit, neuf,
dix.
I don't think it's dix. I don't remember what 10 is. Damn it.
Daz.
Don. Don. I'm don counting. Anyway.
So, wait. Oh, no. Oh. Did we end up with a warm-up? I think we ended it last time.
All right.
This time.
Yeah, so thanks for listening, and we hope you've warmed us up for our final episode!
Final!
It's final.